All right, cool. All right, welcome to another episode of Your Comments featuring Marvin Tays. We're going to read out the comment from the episode that dropped recently with Kelly LaRocque, Mel and Marsha. So part one, we spoke about Roman Road, haggling, ladies and true crime, horror movies, star signs, flirting, insecurities, gym gear, plus much more. The poll was, have you ever used a Ouija board before? 172 votes, 97% said no, with 2% saying yes. I don't think I'm going to skew those views. My answer is no. Marv?
Brother, come on, man. You know, man. Ouija board.
I didn't even know
black people done that.
Yeah, I know. Kelly, as you see, Kelly, I can't lie to you. Kelly was moving mad certain parts of that episode, but a good episode,
it was the
though.
It was the sisters that done the Ouija board, though.
Was it the sisters? No, yeah. It was Kelly.
No, Mel Marsh had done a Ouija board. Kelly liked horror films and the paranormal thing.
I think it was just that sofa. There was something wrong with that sofa that day, man. I was just hearing that madness. But all right, cool. Let's read the comments from the bottom up. So going to the earliest.
Hey, yo!
You know what I mean,
you
done
that on purpose. The thing is, you do the things on purpose because you know what I'm going to say.
I'm reading from the first comment to the most recent comment is what I meant. Chill out, man.
So the oldest to the newest?
Yeah, basically. Bottoms up, yeah. So Jordy Germa says, Marsha's got back. Okay. Jordan says, when there's girls on the podcast, Keith hides and goes no show. Laugh my ass off. Mac Baller says, shout out to shorties. Nem Streng Body Weak. What? Nem Streng Body Weakness. Had Marv moving like Barry White.
My voice is deep normally, though. You know what I
mean? Alfred Marvin says, I know exactly the Roman Road Market store they're talking about by Roman Road Records. It used to have all the top man, top shop, and FC UK from French Connection Warehouse near 3 Mills Tesco.
Come on, man. That was about that. There used to be a cell right by Bonnie Balboa. There used to be like a warehouse there still. Yeah, I remember that.
Adam says, you don't need to get these lot back when Keith's here. TMHPK says, I really hope you can edit the name.
What name?
I don't know. Samuel says, you guys invited witches on the pod. Hey, Jaboyne B12 says, that masculine girl is single for a reason. She probably should date a girl.
The masculine girl? Which one was who? Which one? There was three girls on the couch. Which one's the masculine girl? Kelly said she was masculine.
No, I get them confused, man. Apologies.
Mel and Marsh.
Yeah, who was sitting in the middle?
That was Marsha.
Marsha, yeah. Marsha said she was a tomboy, innit? So she was favouring the masculine approach with a lot of the...
But Kelly actually said people say she's masculine.
I guess as a listener, maybe, I don't know. But it's between those two, though. It's not Mel. Rico Cormega says, Taser. That's because you lot ain't hearing that. Kelly, what kind of woman is not hearing that? Me in unison with Marvin Tays. Ah. Yeah, do you remember? It's true, man. Every day is never us. It's never them. Whatever, man. Stringer says, is anyone hearing the camera click? Yeah, brother. Is anyone hearing the camera click for bare long? Apparently, you were snapping away. I didn't clock.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't that long. People don't mind them. You know, people like to exaggerate. Man took pictures for like a minute, but you know, maybe a minute audio-wise is mad long to people, but it wasn't that long still.
Man are calling you paparazzi, bro.
Come on, don't know.
Big O says these three should have their own podcast.
Yeah, it would be interesting still.
I think this says Shy Ray. It says, would be nice if the guests got introduced for the people who are not familiar with who they are. Good introductory to them, though.
They didn't introduce themselves, though.
Nah, I know, but I think we should actually take more time to like introduce the guests. Sometimes we go in convo for a while and then we do the intro.
But that's how the pod is. We go in convo, but if we didn't introduce them, but remember, we've got some very, very special guests. Ladies, can you let us know your names, where you're from? Kelly said Kelly LaRocque from South London. Mel said Mel, part of a group, blah, 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 East London. Marsha said What's man want over there, blood?
Well, I said, what more do you want from me?
What the man want? Organ donor card numbers. What's man dealing with over there, blood?
I like blood types in that. Money making Mitch 65 says two shots of tequila will never stick. Rebrand pending. Okay. Israel says, I would argue that most men aren't insecure. Females just seem to throw the word around. If a man puts boundaries on you, he's trying to protect you from eerie men, but then they take it as he's a controlling man.
I hear that.
Marina says, the moment the astrology convention started, I knew at one point someone was going to associate Scorpio to something crazy. We get such a bad rep, so unfair. We're the best sign. I don't know about the best sign. You're a sign.
Everyone thinks they're the best sign. What I've noticed, you know, Instagram, you know, like when like Shade Barrar or Shade Room says, your artist is your month. My artist is always dead, man. You know, when they give you 12 artists, you're like, my artist is always dead. January, give me, it's annoying, man. It's annoying, bro.
Read anyway. Worldwide One says, women who pay their own bills always must let everyone know that they pay their own bills. Laugh my ass off.
No comment.
Scripton says, the name Kelly sounds familiar, but not sure why. Turns out she made bangers that I've been skanking to for years. I still don't know what she looks like. The things we do for love, I'm going to lose it. Yeah, it's told you. A lot of people know Kelly based on the song, but when they see her, they don't know what she looks like. I think there's a big group of people.
That's mad to me. But I don't know how this person is anyway, but that's mad to me.
Because anyone
in garage, I know what they look like, roughly. You know that, for example, Stush?
I don't know what
that's what I'm saying. I don't know what Stush looks like, but Stush isn't about like that. As in, I don't, do you know what I'm saying? Whereas Kelly,
Kelly's
always
about
Back to 95 and Kelly's in Ministry. There's always like Nene from Body Groove. You know what I mean?
Don't know
Body
who that is. Groove. I know the tune, don't know who the artist is. Huh? That's why I agree with these comments, because there's bare people that their song. Do you think I know what? What's that big tune on Channel U days? Chung Family. Do you think I know what they look like?
I saw a man the other day, actually, when I went to Summer Splash in Brixton.
I would have walked past Tony, bro.
A man said, yo, what's good, blah, blah. I said, yeah, Mitch, come on the pod one day, man. Whatever. He's going, yeah. Chung Family. Brother,
shout out to them, idea. You would have said, Taser, we got Chung Family coming to the studio. I would have looked at these brothers like,
But you remember what they look like from the videos, though.
I'm not paying attention like that.
You got onto me
when I thought Neutrino was it Cash?
Romeo.
No.
Oh, Cash.
Yeah, Cash, exactly.
Yeah, but that's a
madness.
I weren't
paying attention like that, though. They're both light skinned, though.
That's
blonde hair.
I mean. At one point.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I don't remember Neutrino playing rugby now.
That's colorism.
Ah, oh, you're a dub.
Because what are you trying to say? Every man just looks the same. You're moving like the police brothers who say,
Moving on. Johnny, right. Mr. J says, this is a great episode. There needs to be a definition of masculinity and femininity. Just saying I'm independent is neither side. It's called being a functioning adult.
That's what I was trying to say to Kelly. I was saying this whole, remember you said something about trying to get to the bottom of it, and they were talking about insecurities. And then you're like, that's nothing to do with him being a man. He was just an insecure person.
Yeah.
The people make it seem like men being insecure. It's like, no, this is an insecure person.
Yeah.
Because men and women are insecure. It's not a thing that men do or women do. Do you know what I'm saying?
But and then that's why I was trying to dig deeper and get to the point as in what was making him insecure. And then we finally got there when she was saying that how she preferred how. So she said something along the lines of she preferred how. I think she said something like she preferred a way someone else looks as opposed to how he looked. So obviously
I think she likes slimmer men or something like that.
Yeah, something along those lines. Obviously, when he said what he said about I can lift more than him kind of thing, it was like that stems from an insecurity that he has. But you might have fueled it by making it seem as if, you know, that when a girl is always talking about like AJ or these ripped men, and then you're not ripped. So you're sitting there thinking, okay, as much as you're my girlfriend, you're still chatting about men who don't look like me. That could manifest into insecurity.
You have to go gym, blood.
I hear that, but I'm just saying. Like, I wouldn't be sitting here calling the next girl mad beautiful. This one's beautiful. This one's pretty. But I haven't said my girl's beautiful or pretty in the last 2 months, for example.
You watch Love is Blind?
Nah, but I see tweets, though.
Hey, one t there's one babes when they're called AD. Ah, this black tick. Oh my God.
Oh, sweet.
Body is woof. Body's mad. But there's one point where one of the white guys said to her, he was with his girl and he's looked at her and he's gone, AD is stacked. I said, brother, what are you doing?
Yeah, see, all of that. It's mad.
You can't do that in front of your missus.
Yeah. Unless your missus, if your missus says it, you like agree. The way, even the way you agree, you gotta be like,
Brother, you can't.
You can't even do it with him like you've been watching. You're like, I mean, if you say so.
Hey, you got to do it so nonchalant,
You're
like
like
she's
you ain't
puffing
even
it.
breathing.
Okay, not as special, man. Like, what we eating anyway? What we eating later? But then, when she gives you a chance to look, you be looking like that, though. You be like, wee.
Yo, I
Nah,
said
women want to set you
stacked.
up. Women want to set
Yeah.
you up, bro. You can't let them set you up, man.
SDS says Taser asking if there's meat in the market. Hey, yo.
No.
Yeah, but when you hear market, you hear meat, in it. Like, no.
yo.
I think what I was basically trying to get at is, is there a particular place in East where your parents used to go to buy meat? Because my mum used to go. There was a market in Harlesden called Kotoko. It was just like a Ghanaian shop, so she'd get either a meat there, or literally, if any one of my aunties or uncles were going Peckham, she'd get a meat there. For some reason, the beef down there is the beef down there is better. I don't know.
No, it's what you're saying. Your mom used to get her meat there. You used to relax, man.
Yo, dumb. Eli King says these ladies are bubbly still. Tabo Inkala says Scorpio's catching a stray. Another good episode. Free Keith. Hey, is it this Free Keith like Keith's locked up somewhere? That way, man. L'Oreal Denega says my dad sold churros, Brazilian donuts, at Roman Road Market for 25 years. He recently got his own shop in East Ham, Candid Donut. Light little promo there. You should go down
Candy
there, yo.
donut,
You
dope.
should go there still.
I like them still. I remember my African beat show. There used to be a store that used to sell them, and then obviously, you know what there is in it. So it's like the long donut, and it's got
Yeah.
like the sugar on the side. It's got the little hole in the
Cinnamon and
middle.
all that. Yeah.
You could put like apple sauce in there, chocolate sauce. They're banging, man. They're expensive though, sometimes.
It's inflation. It's gone up in prices now. Now that it's a
I think it's
delicacy, you can get it
brother
everywhere,
in
you know.
Stratford, Westfield. I came out of Westfield the other day, and I walked. I saw one. I said, oh, let me get one. I think it's like a tenner each. I said, I'm not even that hungry.
Tenner.
A
Nah, that's a
tenner,
lot.
bro, for
But they were
one.
in DR, they were selling them as the dessert in KFC.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
But
Telling
it's
you,
franchise, isn't it? So,
it's catching up. It's like the new dessert now.
you forgot to mention that on the episode for Friday, man, to say, yo, a couple of men I'm going to send in voice notes, whatever,
I didn't play
whatever.
them anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Now, it wasn't supposed to be played. It's supposed to be played. On the audio that's at the end, it's everyone talking, not like you
Oh,
playing it
no.
like
I thought we
that.
were gonna play it in the studio.
No, nah, I was gonna play it like
Oh,
I'm
no.
gonna add the
Okay.
voice as an after.
Oh, no, don't add them yet then. Let's do them on. We need to be an episode where it's just me and you, so I can talk about it properly. I thought we
Okay,
were gonna
cool.
play the voice note and then talk about the story.
Nah, because you might have been involved in every single story though.
Yeah, but I've heard the stories though.
I know, but you know
I
I'm
can
talking
add
about
more
the.
context.
Okay, cool. All right,
Okay,
we'll
well,
do
maybe
them.
you could play a few voice notes and then the rest you could just put at the end. And then the final comment on this episode, Ash, Taser trying to find a way to condone Mr. Strong action is poor form. Who's Mr. Strong?
Remember that guy you were talking about? Because remember, you were trying to get to the bottom of it, but it sounded like you were trying to
Justify his actions.
justify his actions to a degree in it.
Oh, I apologize for that. That wasn't my intention at all. I just don't like when people say someone's insecure and don't get to the bottom of it. It's a very flimsy way. It's very dismissive, in my opinion. But I guess I lost my
Do you know what?
words in the
Do you know
studio.
what's sick? Do you know what's sick that Taser says, I apologize, whatever. You see me, I'm saying, but I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, let's keep it. Let's keep moving, because I just because if I didn't mean that, I'm not. I can only apologize for what I've done. If I haven't done anything and I didn't mean that, I'm not apologizing, bro.
Nah, because sometimes I say things, yeah, and I guess when I say it, I'm trying to get
Yeah.
it out, and then people take what I've said as gospel, and I'm like, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm saying, but I've got to say it and then get there. And obviously, when I get contested, I'm like, oh, no, that's not what I meant. This is what I meant. So it's a process, isn't it? But that's just how I work. If it means cancel me, better then cancel me. It is what it is. There's nothing I could do about it. I could take time. I could do the Kanye thing, and you know, you ask a question, the man sits there for like 1 minute.
I said, don't rush me.
I like that's processing the question.
Listen.
Yeah, I did all that. All right, cool. Moving on to part two. We spoke about why men ghost, finding ways around it, women that fart, take big doo-doos, relationship scenarios, buzzwords, and their show that they featured on, go check it out on YouTube, called There's No Housewives in South London. The poll on this episode, or this part of the episode, sorry, was who ghosts more, men or women? We received 172 votes. 26% said they think it's equal. 29% chose men. 44% women. I can't lie to you.
That's a gotcha.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kanye West, gotcha. do you know the difference is between men and women? Yeah, we need to talk about this on the pod one day. Men, we just are not vocal with what happens with women like that. We might talk about the surface stuff like, yeah, man chopped, or yeah, she's on man. But when a man gets ghosted, a man does take it to the grave sometimes to keep it moving.
Just charge it.
Whereas women would be more like, oh my God, Darren, he ghosted me. And like, oh, our friends knows. And now it's like men ghost. Like, yeah. Women are more likely to talk about it. Men just, if a girl ghosts me, I'm not going to lie to you, you might not hear about it, bro.
Yeah, unless a man says, yo, where's Lena?
Up to my
guy. I don't even know where she's at.
But I, like, oh, I think she did. I think she got a man or something, you know.
Hello?
Yeah. She's busy still.
Some people start lying, you know. Some people say, yeah, she's lesbian now still. Yeah, she's not even feeding the man them no more.
But I said, what can I do?
Hello?
LGBT, she's over there now still.
Yeah, she's over there. She's crossed the road. Alpha says, this episode was A1 chemistry. Sorry, this episode was A1. Chemistry was on point. Banter flowed perfectly. As a man that lives in the real world, the sooner you get over the fact that women poo or fart, the sooner you can move on to things that matter. It's true. Kwibena Shikaru Maru. Wait, Shikamaru Wadu. I hope I said that right. I don't think the farting thing is that deep. I mean, if you can't fart around each other, if you can fart around each other, it just means you're comfortable with one another. Yeah, that's true. But still, I don't want to fart around you. Like, it's not that deep. Just don't want to fart. It's not that, like, you know what I mean?
Nah, Kelly was going in. Simeon Panda messaged me saying, "Right, welcome for the episode, blood."
Yeah, look,
he was like, it was like the doo-doo thing was mad. He was like, it was a bit like, he was like, I get it, but
like, why is she promoting it like that? Like,
it was really being drawn upon. Like, as in, like, what's going on here? I said, yeah, Tim, I don't even know, blood.
Hey, Sam Hibbert says, nothing to do with the episode, but have you not thought about live streaming? There's money there, and it's a good way to interact with fans. Seeing as Keith has gone, I'm here to get that bread if you need.
What?
Brother. Bear man are applying, you know. Handing in CVs and that. Who's it? Email mom. Sending your CVs
email me,
to mom.
Don't email me that, blood.
Hey, Sirius says, that pooping topic finished me. She said in a cute, disheartened voice, am I not sexy anymore? Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, it's true. When we were cooking Kelly about the puppy thing, she goes, "Rah, why am I not cute no more?"
Yeah, Kelly looked me dead in the eye and said that, you know. I had to look away, though. Then when someone looks at you, just had to look away still. I said, "Nah, Kelly."
Hey, Big O says, I'm dropping big shit, fam. Should have been the name of the episode. Yeah, when she said that, I said, yeah, what's going on here? No Flexi 03 says, yeah, these guests were cold. I can't lie. Even just having this convo shows the chemistry. I was actually dying. And I was listening to the second part. Yeah, man, it was good. Nicole, I enjoyed part one. Regarding Taser's dilemma, it's not the fact that he gifted his ex the car. It's the fact that he didn't have the conversation with his partner before doing so. That is flat out disrespect. I guess people will say communication is key, but it's my old car, man. Like, if a man gifts his the mother of his child his old car because he's bought a new car, and his current partner has her car, what's the issue?
Yeah, and even if the current, even for example, some people might say it as disrespect if I give my current partner my old car, because some girls will be like, "Why are you giving me your old car for?" Depends on what car it is, though.
Yeah, but I don't think it's... Bro, if I'm putting myself in his shoes. If I bought a new car, a car is not something where... If I buy a new car, I'm still driving my old car.
Yeah, you give it back.
It's not trainers. Like, PCP, you give it
back. PCP, blood. Take back. So I need a deposit.
Exactly. So imagine the dealership said, now we don't even want your old car. And my baby mum's asking for the car. All right, take the car then. It's less stress on me. MOT and all that, you deal with that, man. That's all on you. But I said, that's all you play. Jose says, spoon sharing with a Kenyan orphan is bonkers. Another great episode.
Crazy. When Kelly said that, I said, nah, this is... What?
Yeah,
I said, and then she got worms because of it.
Brother.
Spoon sharing with a Kenyan orphan. is bananas, bro.
She said a lot of stuff in the episode, you know. Hey, have you clipped? You need to clip everything that Kelly said just as a standalone and just make like, I think you can get about 6 or 7 and just give her that one video and say, listen, I'm going to post this. I'm going to collab post with you. This is you. You came to Free Shots. This was your video. Because all of them statements stand alone. Like, I played a Ouija board. Bad. Spoon sharing with a Kenyan orphan. I was strangled.
I drop big shit.
Big Kelly LaRocque, you know.
The things we do for love.
You need to have that instrumental. You should play sure that instrumental in the background as well. Hey, Shy Ray says, way too long talking about shit. See? I'm not even going to attempt this name, man. Okay, wait, let me attempt it. Umbweki Aurelius Regulima. Hope I got that right. Can't be fighting in front of your partner, man. Just a respecting. I agree. S1 Up says, it makes sense why Kelly's single now. From championing BV on the RTM podcast to spoon sharing and worms on this one. Mental. Big her up, though. She sounds cool.
Damn it. But I said, after all that, I big her up, though. It sounds cool. What's going on here?
I think this is Inyenza says, I'm dropping big shits coming from a lady. It's crazy. Kelly was on a roll, boy.
You see Kelly? Kelly seems like mandem to me.
She's
a woman, but she gives mandem vibes. So she's on a vibe of... Even when she was speaking to me, she was saying that she used to have a lot of like men that are friends. But obviously, over time, as you get older, they get partners.
Are you filming this?
No.
Are you recording your visual?
No, why?
Just wondering, is that cheeks in the back?
Yeah, I've got two of them still.
That's cold.
Yeah,
cold still.
I've got a black one and a white one.
You got the white one? Hey, Josh says, great episode, guys. Really enjoyed the balance from the opinions from women. Just clocked your better ad. Keith isn't in that either. Number two, Taser, please bring back Helpline and Dilemmas on YouTube. Listen, yeah, I'm bringing it back, man. Don't worry, bringing it back. Matt Massey says, I had a lot to say, but the poo chat killed me. Marv's heartbreak when Kel kept going on about her farts and poos. She went from a 10 to a 9.99. I still love her, though. And Tay's forearm length poos are a mad thing. Bro, I'm just repeating what I saw on Twitter. A nurse came out and said, that's how much we're supposed to be getting rid of on a daily basis. I didn't say that. Nor am I measuring... how much I'm getting rid of daily.
How many times today have you dude?
Once. Still young, though. They're still young. Dini G says, this episode was great. Big up the sisters every time. The chemistry on this was wicked. Everyone was in their bag. Love. Shaq TCM says, I knew Keith wasn't going to be present from the cover alone. Great episode as always. Leash said, as someone who's a BM and a partner with BM, I wouldn't have an issue with it. If I was the gift giver, then I would have spoke to my partner before doing it so he doesn't see it as a disrespect. That's fair. Nick A says, great topic, guys. Big Uman farting is natural. A sister assaulted me with some eggy gas one time. The new girlfriend is insecure and air fresheners for number twos are available. Queefing is funny, though. Queefing is too funny. See, when a girl queefs, the way she looks at you like she's done something mad embarrassing is funny. You just got to let her know, that's cool, it's cool.
I don't really care about that stuff with a girl.
No, I don't care either, but sometimes they look at you like, you're like, nah, it's cool. It's all right.
Mid doggy, you know? Turned around to man. Don't worry, man. Don't worry, man. Put the hands back on the back. You get me? Just hey,
I like,
come on.
Restore the arch, man. We're good, man. Xenos 247 says, funny episode, but that shit talk was hella long still. And once again, where is Keith? That's going to be a hashtag, you know. Where's Keith?
Brother.
Full name Diamond. I cannot believe one of them did the Ouija board and then got spooked and ran. You're meant to say bye and close that shit before leaving it. You could have a spirit attached to you. Raw. Mad thing. Ending 705. Fantastic episode. But one question. Where is Keith? YMB Toya says, I think women ghost more, but it could just be me that is happening too. For dudes in their late teens, early 20s, the standards are really hard to live up to. We got to do an episode about like the current dating climate for like the youngers, you know. Because I can imagine the women are asking them for a magazine.
We spoke about, remember, Billy spoke about that on when he was on.
Yeah, but Billy's 18. I'm talking about mid-20s.
No, Billy's not 18. He's 20.
Billy's
now.
18. Billy's oh, like man. 18, 19. Yeah. I'm talking about mid-20s, like 24 to about 28, 29. Their climate must be different. Dreezy 3000 says, bless up Kelly LaRock with the fire. And obviously the duo, great combination. The energy was real. And I love the female perspective. Some of it was mad though. Is Keith missing? I hope he ain't on tag. And final comment, Big Nat C says, Marv saying, why is it bubbling in my mouth is insane. Pew, pew, pew. What was bubbling in your mouth, bro?
No, I didn't say that. I said about the fizzy sweets. And I said, they can't be having sweets bubbling in your mouth.
Ooh.
So I wasn't, it wasn't the same thing. They're moving mad. Sure. Them get one. Stick to the truth. Stick to the truth, man. Stick to the truth.
You're
ask Carlos. Man's lying out here, bud.
Have you had things bubble in your mouth before, though?
What's going on here, man?
And on that note, that is the end of your comments after episode 398. Featuring Kelly LaRock, Mel, and Marsha. So, as you know, this is something that we're going to be doing every week. Please leave your comments on future episodes. If you want them to be read out, you've got to leave them by Tuesday, 6 p.m., ideally, and continue having the conversations.
So, the following Tuesday, so the episode comes out on Friday, you got until the following Tuesday to leave your comment. And obviously within this episode you can comment on anything that you agree with or disagree with that we've said, and maybe have your own convos within the comment. So if you see something that someone else has said, at them, say no, yeah, I don't man. Agree with you, I agree with you.
I don't know if you can add on Spotify though.
Yeah, but you might be able to still just put the person's at in there, just put the person at whatever. Maybe if you can't add them, but they'll see it though. And that'll keep people keep coming back to look and read.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, true. Also, we're working on something that's going to help us build this Free Shots community. So stay tuned for that. And I'm just going to give you a quick scoop if you are interested. But just end it on this, man. Patreon's coming soon, man. Just got to let them know, man. Just got to let them know. Patreon's coming soon. All your dilemmas and feedback. We've taken in your feedback, and we've realized that we need to do more as the founders of the Free Shots community. The streets are still mad, and me and Marv have some things to say. So yeah, look out for that, man. Look out for that.
Yeah, Patreon said it. Boy, man, don't want to talk too much. Get me, man. Want to talk too much, but obviously. Patreon and that, live call-ins. Yeah, man, you get me.
Yes, if you lot are really the chasers.
What's it called? The Concords. What's it called?
The who? The chasers, man. Thing.
No,
Discord,
I'm saying that.
Discord.
Ah, that's it. That's it.
This is the Concord. So if you lot are really the chasers, you know what I'm saying? Part of the community, come join us, man.
I never got anyway, on Concord, you know.
But why? What, the plane?
Yeah.
But I don't even like going on. Have you not seen what's going on with the Boeing 747?
No, but the Concorde. You know, Concorde could get to New York in like 2.5 hours. Or
it don't exist no more. Because you know, we weren't normal,
bro. That's what I'm saying. You know how rapid that is, brother. 2.5 hours to New York. Give me that plane, man.
Yeah, but you'll get there. You've lost 20 kilos, bro.
They are dumb.
G-Force is finished, man.
Brother, 4-1 base, Wagwan. What are you doing later? Man. But you 3-8. Man, let me get Concord still. Martin, you're in New York in 2.5 hours, bro. Nah.
Hey, that jet lag that you have, yeah, it'll be different. Your body's rattled, bro. Body is rattled. Hey, by the way,
you don't feel it when you're in the thing, though.
Nah, but I think that plane you did. That's why it don't work. Why don't it exist no more? It was too fast,
I don't think it's that. Because think about it. You've got people in astronauts. Do you know how fast they go up? That's way faster than Concorde.
It's not the same thing, bro. The pressure is different.
Do you know how physics works? When you're inside the object, you don't feel what's outside the same way. Because that's the case. When we're on the train and the train's going from here to Manny and it's going... Have you seen the train go past you?
Yeah.
You hear it. It doesn't feel like that on the train.
Yeah, but I think there's physics. There's a reason why.
That's what I'm saying. Because you're on it.
Yeah, but I don't think they can...
Inside it.
Do you know what? For the next episode, we can figure out why the Concorde... the idea of the Concorde just stopped because it doesn't exist anymore. There must be a reason why. Because they did launch it. People did take it.
And they had the last flight where they said this is the last flight. Concorde.
The recording's going to end now. So I guess we shall see you lot on the next episode. But continue supporting.
Episode out Friday, YouTube out Tuesday.
All right. Love. I'm going to send it to you now.
Cool, man. Take.
Cool.